Ladies, if you'd like to join us again, then I'll continue. So far, we've made lots of odd sounds. So now our learning is going to be based around everyday spoken and sung sounds, the core of which are vowels. I'm providing you with a theory here, but the only way you will really experience your voice moving through its chest, middle, and head range is to experiment with these vowels in your exercises. Every voice is different, and even though your singing range can be extended with long-term practice, there are physical limitations to every voice. So without meeting you and being able to determine your exact vocal range, I ask that you take extreme care with how high or how low you take all the exercises. Push yourself to improve, but never to the point of physical discomfort. Remember, singing is natural. There's that word again. And every voice, be it low or high, has its own identity, qualities, and appeal. So then, let's now look at the vowels. The actual sound of the singing voice is produced on the vowel sounds. So to have a great voice, we need great vowel production. Correctly pronounced vowels really help the quality of tone and resonance production. The major vowel sounds are a, as in cat, eh, as in let, o, as in dog, a, as in day, o, as in hole, or, as in draw, and e, as in bead, and oo, as in moo. But here's the thing, they don't all resonate in the same place. A, e, and o are the open vowel sounds, connected to that wide open yawny feel we talked about earlier. A deeper, darker sound which resonates in your chest voice and around your throat. A, e, o. Try them for yourself. Can you feel that low resonance? Now, the A, O, O, E, O are brighter vowels, which resonate mostly in the face and head, in the forward place resonators we talked about. A, O, O, E, O. Try them for yourself. Feel that forward resonance in the mask. I want you to make sure that you are really feeling a difference in location of resonance, depending on the vowel. So we are now going to sing a scale on each of the vowel sounds. As well as feeling the vowels resonate in their respective locations, remember that the resonance will also alter as you move from your chest voice through to head voice. For example, the A vowel should have an open chest sound on the low notes of the scale. But as the notes go higher, the resonance will move into your head. The trick is to keep the same open throat and relaxed larynx to ensure an equal tone throughout the scale. You can considerably change the sound of a note by actually modifying the vowels, by darkening them, that is, giving them a chesty sound, or by brightening them, giving them a brighter heady sound. Experiment with the vowel sounds and their resonance in the scale exercise. You may be wondering why attention to vowels is so important, but over time you'll experience how darkening a vowel can help you gain control of difficult-to-sing words on the higher notes. Put simply, the darker the sound, the more open your throat, and the less tension on your larynx. Listen to the singers first, then you have a go. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. And now on the A, O, or E and OO vowels. Feel how they resonate more in the face and head, whilst again very importantly keeping an open throat. Listen to the singers first, then you have a go. Now it's your turn. 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 Don't worry if you find some vowel sounds harder to sing than others. It depends on the individual, and as long as you are not creating any tension in the jaw, tongue, or larynx, your weakest vowel will strengthen given time and practice. So that's the vowels. What about the consonants? It's all very well having beautifully sung vowels, but if you're being lazy with the pronunciation of your consonants, your audience will just hear one big mumble. The good news is that I'm not going to fill your head with complicated instructions for your tongue and lips on how to perform. You already know how to speak and how to pronounce your consonants. All you need is practice to stop yourself getting lazy on them. And the best way to practice them is a good old-fashioned tongue twister. I find the best way to get your pronunciation up to perfection is taking a tongue twister, mastering it slowly, then building the speed up gradually. There you go. Rocket science it's not, but effective it is. Listen to the singer first, then you try.
Two, three, four.
Now it's your turn.
Two, three, four.
Now let's try it again, but this time faster.
Two, three, four.
Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry.
Now it's your turn.
Two, three, four.